I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rights group Amnesty International says the military of Myanmar has likely committed war crimes against civilians. The junta seized power from the elected government in a February 2021 coup. Amnesty says the military has forcibly displaced more than 150,000 people. Brian Dennett is with AMG International.
And over the last several weeks, there have been continued airstrikes with really no regard for life whatsoever. Homes, medical clinics, churches, really all just lost, and people continuing to live in just great fear.
The atrocities have centered around the Kayin and Kaya states. AMG works near these two states across the border in Thailand. They serve people fleeing the violence, including many unaccompanied children. Please pray the team will have the resources to help more people in Jesus' name. And a father in India went from an alcoholic who shamed his family to a spiritual leader pointing his family to Christ. This father, Dinesh, is a day laborer. He'd get drunk with his co-workers. His wife and son were ashamed and couldn't even go out in public. Eric with Mission India says one of their church planters built a relationship with Dinesh and shared the gospel with him.
And over time, Jesus freed Dinesh from that addiction. And recently, he received Jesus as a savior.
This Sunday, June 19, several countries celebrate Father's Day. What better gift to honor your dad than spiritually supporting other fathers in India? Find your place in the story by giving to Mission India in your dad's honor at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.